Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit up the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, I'm Larson Rivera, and I'm one of the partners here in Fort McMurray, Sharetea Branch Winery.
Sweet. Now, before we get into Sharetea, before we get into everything that you do, I want to talk about ice cream.
Okay.
So, Tanner's been talking about this ice cream. Please explain to everybody at home what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we were talking about with your partner, though. Since I'm from Asia, So, like, fast food in Asia is totally different from here in North America and even in the United States. Like,
okay.
It's totally different. The KFC, McDonald's is totally different. So the menu is totally different.
Okay.
I was talking to Tara earlier. And the quality, yeah. It's a restaurant quality when you have burger in Philippines or in Asia.
Yeah.
Korea, Japan, and he actually tried it in China. So
yeah,
it's totally. And what he said from the McDonald's, the ice cream, you gotta try it.
So
you gotta try it.
So yeah. What flavor is this?
To the peach one.
Yeah.
Because like we have different one. Like, see, I was like talking to
Tanner.
Yeah. In KFC, like in Middle East, like what Ruby said earlier, like, where one of my partners, so.
Yeah.
KFC in Middle East is totally different than even in Asia and the Philippines.
But it's just chicken. How can it be different?
We've got a crispy and spicy there.
Okay.
And it's huge.
Yeah.
And the gravy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unlimited gravy.
Oh. Unlimited gravy?
There is a gravy bar.
Yeah.
You can just grab and put your gravy there. You can actually put it on your, like, say, French fries.
Yeah.
All over. Unlimited. There's no extra charge for a gravy.
When I was in college, this is KFC plug. When I was in college, like, by the end of the month, I would run out of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I'd have KFC and I'd have the gravy and I'd save it.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the month, usually for like the last week of every month, all I had enough money was for bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd get bread and I'd get KFC gravy and make KFC gravy sandwiches.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, delicious. Delicious.
It's totally different. Like, the menu is totally different. The quality is totally different.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tanner, even the McDonald's, you can buy chicken in McDonald's.
Okay.
In the Philippines.
Yeah.
You can have a combo with chicken and a noodles, which is a spaghetti.
Yeah.
You can have chicken, gravy, and a rice.
Okay.
There's even a hot dog in McDonald's.
Wow.
And the fries?
Yeah.
Twisted fries? They've got really good twisted fries in McDonald's.
So long story short, we need to travel more.
Fries here.
Yeah.
Like McDonald's twisted fries is... Yeah, really, really good ones. Yeah.
So, like, if you're out there, any of these franchises, especially McDonald's with this ice cream, like, feel free to send us a tub and we'll eat it. And I'll tell you if it's
just
that
so
good.
So, you know, there's a place, I'm pretty sure it's in Chicago, that has a McDonald's that you can try menu items from across the world.
Across the world.
Oh, Chicago's one of my favorite places in the States. We might have to fly out there.
The McDonald's started in Chicago.
Okay.
So, you have to go to the 99th Street.
Yeah,
the 99. My cousin lives in Chicago, so.
Nice. So we can get the ice cream down there?
I think you can, though. Like the rest of the world, like when you go to Atlanta, Coca-Cola started.
Yeah, yeah.
The museum in Atlanta, you can get to try all Coca-Cola flavors in the rest of the world.
Right.
So from Southeast Asia to Africa, they've got the Coca-Cola, like the Italian Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And like kind of soda based, but
yeah,
it's a bitter taste.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's indeed like really a good experience.
Yeah,
when
it's
you try
different.
It.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're a man, obviously, who likes his food, who like has tried it from all around the world. Like this is a passion for you.
Yeah, indeed.
Now you're a part of a place that makes drinks, serves food. Why did you get behind this brand?
Yeah. So way back pandemic time, so we actually started conceptualizing that we want to open a milky babuta like the group of Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were relocated like way back wildfire,
yeah,
we stayed in Edmonton, and the big boba brand actually from Taiwan, the Coco,
yeah,
opened up in Edmonton. They started.
Yeah.
We did ask if we can get a franchise.
Yeah.
But they said no because it's a corporate and they don't want to actually have a franchise.
Right.
And we set it aside, and then eventually 2018,
mm-hmm,
so the boba industry in USA and
yeah,
here in North America and Canada started to actually flourish.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, we need to get a boba brand. We need to, yeah. Like Dream Tea, if you know Dream Tea in the boba, like in TNT in West Edmonton Mall.
Yes.
It's a long queue.
Yeah.
It's a long queue all the time, right?
That's right.
So, and then, like, we can't get a hold of it. And the alley open up, Gongcha open, mm-hmm, but they don't want to open in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Because of, like, say, business side or something, because this is too far, logistics would be too expensive and things like that.
But yeah.
Yeah, so when Charity is like one of the top 10 brands of boba in Asia, so
mm-hmm,
from Taiwan, they opened 1992 and they've got all branches in Asia, and then now in having UK, you have in the USA, they are like sprouting all over now in the states of USA.
Yeah.
Like Charity.
Yeah.
And now, so when they, 2021, they started actually posting on Facebook business pages, like if you want to open a boba store in one of the small towns, the small cities, that Fort McMurray is one of those. So they inquired.
Oh.
And they said, oh, you want, there's, it's a good thing, maybe this is really for us, things like that. It took me 2 months to get on board. I told them, yeah, pandemic time,
yeah,
it's not really a good time to open a business, things like that. So
mm-hmm,
like food industry has been hit with what our situation is.
And yeah,
they still actually pursue, like every day they're texting me like, and Arson, we want to get on this one, this is there.
Yeah.
Finally say, okay, I'm gonna help you guys set up, okay, and then the rest is history.
Yeah.
It actually did take us 8 months just to sign a lease.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Because Starbucks also opposed us to open up here in the complex.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so that's why. So it took us like the whole 2021 just for finalizing things, and
mm-hmm,
2022, that's why we're kind of late opening it with our timeline. We're supposed to open 2021 December.
Yeah.
But we're not able to open it up while we push through opening the next year, July,
okay,
Canada Day, 2022.
Yeah. Cool. And the food and drinks here are awesome.
Thank you.
Like, I come here with Carrie, sponsor from Patchouli Rose.
Thank you.
Me and her love coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she's back in town, like this is one of the spots we
hit
up.
Thank you.
So the service, the food, and I like the packaging of like how you put the straw in.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
We our cup is actually from Taiwan. We can't even buy like the same cups, like the 22 ounce.
Yeah.
They've got a 24, but the size of it, so it's just custom made with the shirty one.
Yeah.
But other things you can also buy, but a different,
mm-hmm,
not really elongated one. So
yeah,
a little bit of like 24 ounce.
Yeah.
But in the event that we will be running out of cups, we have to use what we can actually buy here.
Right.
Locally. Yeah.
Now, as far as the food, I'm trying not to sneeze right now. As far as the food is concerned, it's not typical North American food. So like,
yeah,
your distributors must be sending it from different places.
So it's a dim sum, it's an Asian authentic dim sum food though in Asia. So I have to scout myself,
mm-hmm,
to a different commissary in Edmonton just to have the pork and shrimp shawmai, and even our Japanese shawmai is actually my recipe.
Oh.
I have to go to a certain commissary and have it tried and send it to me.
Right.
So we can approve it and then have it the brand approved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the food are so unique and I love it. It's so like, it's when you want something that's like delicious but like not North American, because like most of the food at my house, especially based on like my wife's cooking, we're from Canada, so like it's North American based.
It's true.
And you can go to like fast food chains and get like your typical North American food, but like this is a treat. It's so good.
Yeah, we do have a lot of good feedback though from our pork and shrimp shawmai and Japanese shawmai.
Yeah.
And we also have the lotus sticky rice with pork and mushroom on it as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of variation, especially in TNT. If people sometimes go to TNT, a lot of like, it's really like the go-to place of like Asian food. So there's a lot of people have inquired, like, do you have other varieties of the lotus leaf? Yeah, but it's so hard to get like a lot though. It's just like, especially from the from Edmonton to Trump, like the logistic is really
of course
and at least one of our suppliers actually comes to town every 2 weeks. So we have to order like for the next 2 weeks for us to get another delivery.
Yeah,
so, which is good for us. And now, but a lot of Asian stores open also in town, like the other restaurants, like Asian restaurants. So new suppliers coming in to supply Fort McMurray with Asian food. So which is really good as well.
Cool. Yeah. Now there's something else that you do that's not involved here. You work at the library.
That's my full-time job.
Yeah, listen. My family lives in that library.
Yeah.
Like, my kid is always there. My wife is always there. Tutoring, activities. Yeah. Like, I film so much stuff with you guys.
Yeah.
Like, low-key, I'm going to say it because, like, you work there. So maybe you might make this dream possible in the future. When my wife retires, she wants to work at the library.
Feel free. Yeah.
She's like, it's the best place. She loves the people, the environment. Unbelievable. I heard you guys have, like, a bus that goes and picks up the books.
Yeah.
Yo, hook me up. I'll go pick up those books for you.
I actually work that courier service
in
pandemic time. Yeah. Because we're close.
Yeah.
Right? So we only do curbside pickup and pick up. So we don't actually open the library like for you to sit down and do your stuff.
Yeah.
I did a courier 2021 to 2023, early 2023.
Yeah.
2022. So I drove the Fort McMurray Public Library van.
Yeah?
And pick up the books and deliver it to the schools.
Yeah. That is cool.
Indeed, yeah.
You are literally like, what's your name on Magic School Bus? Miss Grizzle? Or
Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle.
So I did that, yeah.
Cool.
Indeed, yeah.
The kids must have loved seeing you.
Yeah, especially when in the independent store when I picked up. And then there's one time that I actually did open up the bin and said like, hey, I got a book to return. Like, say, do you want me to say, I can grab it? Like, no. I'd like to put it in the bin.
Right.
He really likes to put it in the bin. Okay, I'm going to take it all because it's really full, especially on a long holiday.
Yeah.
After the long holiday or Tuesday when I will pick it up, it's really full.
Yeah.
So he waited for me to actually empty the bin and then he actually put his books. He liked it. And the mom said like, oh, that's a satisfaction. He really gets it. He'd like to be responsible and return the book on time.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Kudos to the parents, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, to get kids to read is a challenge. Like, it's not fun. Yeah.
It's true.
When you can, like, have an iPad or play some video games or scroll, like, I'm picking that 10 out of 10 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Especially from a young age. But you guys do so much to make kids want to read.
Indeed, yeah.
It's, like, that's a whole thing, like, you guys have these drop-off points, kids get excited about it. The programs you guys have that you run, like, I stayed off with my kid for a little while as a father. That's somewhat unusual, but, like, it was cool. I had a few months that I was in charge of Keegan when my wife went back to work.
Yeah.
And every day I went to the library because I just needed, as a parent, like, I needed to get out.
It's true. Yeah.
And you guys were my oasis, and, oh, it was the greatest.
Indeed, yeah. Like the Reading Dragons program, so they can collect their dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Beanstax Challenge is also one of really like one of the platforms that the kids would love it, especially in the summer reading challenges. And when they get to read a book and compete with other readers as well, and then they will earn a prize.
Yeah, my kid's a huge nerd. Him and Eli are just like, challenge each other. But outside of just at the library, like, you guys throw great events. You bring up great public speakers, Banff Film Festival, one of my favorite things to go to.
Indeed, you
guys.
Some of the programs we didn't do to this year, though.
Yeah.
But, hopefully we can do it next year, yeah.
And how did you line up that job with the library? Because you've been there for a while now.
Yes. I actually started with the same company with Ruby.
Okay.
Get to Canada. Mm-hmm. So we have the same company at the Middle East working. So Al Shaya Trading. So I am actually in the head office, which is in Kuwait.
Yeah.
So I work there, and Ruby is it. I was telling Tanner, the guy Al Shaya, if he likes the brand, if he travels, he will buy the territory right and bring that brand to Middle East, and no other people or company can open any of that brand. So number one is Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has food, clothing, so H&M, so he owns all the H&M stores in Middle East.
Wow.
So you like that. So,
yeah,
like British brands, UK brands, and now venturing into restaurants, like, I don't know if you go to LA.
Yeah.
P.F. Chang.
Yeah.
He owns all P.F. Chang in the all Middle East. So he's like that.
Whoa.
So.
Hey, if you want to sponsor our show, just saying.
We'll give you exclusive streaming rights in the Middle East.
You know what? When I actually came to Fort McMurray, like 6 months, I emailed our business development manager, Wasim Arabi, and invited them to invest in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
I literally gave them all the, where Melissa Blake was.
Oh, yeah.
Like the downtown revitalization, and this is like also mining is oil here and things like that.
Yeah,
but they told me, they responded to me like, hey, North America is not, it's too far from Middle East, and it's not really one of our country's expansion, because they expanded like Middle East is close to UK, so they graduated to UK. Because I believe in the potential of like Alberta and then Canada, though, because especially for the Wasim Arabi and then Al Shaya, Muhammad Al Shaya Trading, which is the company itself. Like, he's so aggressive in putting out like stores in every single country in Middle East.
That's wild.
It's true. Like, I told him like, why not? No, why not consider Canada? Like, hopefully they will.
Yeah. Hopefully they see this and they're like, you know what? We'll support you.
It's true, right? Yeah. It's true. Yeah. So,
very interesting.
So I started out with Restaurex, but end up, I did actually work for Sobeys for quite a while, for 5 years, then worked in Scotiabank, and then end up working with YMCA and the library.
Nice.
Yeah.
So has it all been in Fort McMurray?
It's Fort McMurray.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I actually did come over to a work permit program, temporary foreign workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That route. And then 3 years after, I got my permanent residency and then started volunteering YMCA. And so up to now, I'm actually a volunteer with YMCA. And then get to work and then
you're busy
try. Try to help out my friends setting up. So I did actually help out 4 business Australia setting up, though. So if you know Lemisita restaurant in Nomad Hotel.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I helped him out setting up the store.
Nice.
So right now I'm helping 2 friends of mine that actually be opening a restaurant. So hopefully soon, I'm going to invite you.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
So that's actually Merit Hotel. So we end up getting that spot at Merit, like we used to be Prime restaurant before.
Yeah.
So we will be opening the restaurant and the bar.
What kind of restaurant?
So it's an Asian fusion with other cuisine.
Interesting.
But you will have a package there that it's famous in LA, and also in the one of the restaurants in Edmonton.
Yeah.
But you can't find it here, but
Yes.
You like it. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, yeah, you will like it. Like, nice. Most of you will like it. Yeah.
We need to go down there today to book a hotel for one of our artists. We like that hotel. It's a good spot.
Yeah, Merritt, yeah. Alana Farding.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome to work with.
For
but
sure,
listen,
yeah.
Unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, though. So that means we're
for
out
sure,
of time.
Yes.
So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
For sure, yeah. To all YMM residents, feel free to try Share Tea here in town. So bubble tea and other desserts and savory treats as well for you, for like quick snack, meal, or at dinner time. We also have the hot version of our milk teas as well, just so you know. And a good alternative for a coffee or lovers out there. And one of our bestseller is our Tiger Milk Boba, which is the brown sugar one, which is everyone loves it. So feel free to come over. We're open Monday to Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. Now we're extending at 10 p.m. starting today. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 12 to 10 during summertime.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Other than that, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.